Houston is still dealing with Harvey. Now, Houston was a fairly affordable real estate hotbed. Yesterday, we heard that home sales nationwide would take a hit because of weather, but maybe not in Houston. Shally Ralph is president of Heritage Texas Properties. And Shally, we're reading that homeowners selling when Harvey hit thought surely they wouldn't sell, but they are?
Well, I think you have investors coming in, and you also have people who are still very strong on the Houston market. Houston is very affordable, and there's still quite a bit of inventory in the Houston market that wasn't affected as well.
What else is happening with the housing there? Because, yes, people still smell Houston as a hot place to be, so they might be gobbling up these homes even if they're flooded. But what if they're unlivable? Isn't that kind of reducing the number of homes available?
Well, I think what most people need to realize is that some people just got back into their homes within the last week. So decisions have to be made. People need to look at it. Their insurance adjusters need to get into the homes. And people will have to make decisions whether they rebuild and move back into them or whether they, you know, tear down and build new.
Or sell.
Yeah. Or sell it as is, correct.
And what are people, what are you hearing?
I think we're hearing a combination. It depends on the area. I mean, some people have flooded previously and feel that they don't want to go through that again. But we have many areas in the Houston market that for the first time ever flooded.
Yeah. Well, we're reading that agents are already seeing homes jump in price. Here's one. It's anecdotal, but an agent named Gina Turner said a three-bedroom ranch in Willow Bend jumped by $82,000 just a few days after Harvey hit.
And I would have to, I'm not familiar with that particular listing, but I would say, did it jump in price and then pinned it and then sold? Or did it just go on the market at a higher price? The real estate market is always really controlled by supply and demand. If there is little supply in an area, prices may go up. But I think the main thing is that a buyer and seller should consult with a realtor and understand the true market where they live. Because, I mean, the market changes by neighborhood and sometimes by parts of a neighborhood.
Yeah. What about rentals?
Rentals obviously have been strong because of the immediate need for people to access even short-term living. One of the things that the Houston Association of Realtors did is we placed, added a site on our website at har.com to allow people to find anywhere from, you know, just a couple of days rental or all the way up to 12 weeks of rental to try to accommodate the consumer and really help them in the process over the next couple of months.
Well, one of the reasons that people are finding that their homes are still desirable even if there's been flooding is, and we've reported on this before, the Houston metropolitan area adds 400 people a day and
Correct.
Builds 40,000 housing units a year. One of the criticisms is that Houston is too developed. It's too paved over. And yeah, there's plenty of housing, but at what cost when there's no place for water to go? Are real estate agents like you concerned about this or talking about this?
Well, I think obviously, Harvey was a disaster for us. And so, I mean, yes, we are talking about it. In our own offices, we had an appraiser, a mortgage broker, and an insurance agent in our office yesterday, just talking to our agents about, you know, how we can assist our buyers and sellers. Obviously, our expertise is buying and selling homes, not making the decisions for them. And it is a personal decision. I mean, whether someone buys or whether someone stays in a home that's been flooded, it's not a decision that we can make for them. They need to make that on their own.
I'm wondering if you're wondering if the boom is over.
I don't think so. I mean, we've had a good, strong market. I'm not sure I would even call it a boom. It's been mostly a seller's market. In the last couple of months, it's shifted more into, you know, possibly buyer-sellers market. Again, real estate is local and local to a neighborhood. So, I mean, you have some markets that have become a buyer's market prior to the storm.
Do you expect to have what happened in New Orleans after Katrina, which is that so many people came to help, they ended up staying and becoming part of the housing market, you know, buying homes?
Well, I think you will see some of that. We have a close contact in New Orleans, Gardner Realtors, and we've been, you know, speaking with them quite a bit about their experience after Katrina because they've experienced what we're going through right now. You know, obviously, everybody needs to step back, take a breath, really try to absorb what's happened to us, but then, you know, really kind of put one foot in front of the other and move forward. I mean, their market came back strong, and some of the areas that were completely destroyed are top markets now in the New Orleans area.
Shally Ralph, president of Heritage Texas Properties, thank you so much.
Thank you.